This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House said the death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike on an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine has climbed to 45. The victims of the deadliest attack on civilians since the spring included six children. At a White House news briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the attack in Dnipro is the type of damage inflicted by Russians since the start of the war.
And we have seen this over and over again for about 10 months now, 11 months now.
Biden, during a meeting with President Biden, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte says that U.S. leadership has been key in helping Ukraine resist Russian aggression.
I'm convinced that history will judge that in 2022, if the United States would not have stepped up like you did, that things would have been very different.
During that same meeting, Biden said the two nations must deal with China. The administration has been trying to get the Netherlands on the same page since the U.S. Commerce Department announced in October new export controls aimed at China. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is set to sit down with her Chinese counterpart in Switzerland Wednesday. It's the highest ranking between contact between the two countries since their presidents agreed to look for ways to ease strained relations. Yellen's first face-to-face with the Vice Premier Liu He comes as the U.S. and Chinese economies grapple with differing but intertwined challenges on trade, technology, and more. The Chinese economy is reopening after a COVID surge and resurgence killed tens of thousands of people and shuttered countless businesses. The U.S. is slowly recovering from 40-year high price inflation and is on track to hit its statutory debt ceiling. This is VOA News. The White House has brushed aside criticism of its fragmented disclosures about the discovery of classified documents and official records at President Joe Biden's home and former office, saying it may withhold it with information to protect the Justice Department's investigation. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president is confident in the steps that have been taken in reporting the classified documents.
The president and his team rightfully took action when they learned that the documents existed. They reached out to the archives. They reached out to the Department of Justice. That is the steps. We have been very clear about that, the steps and the process that we took here.
Ian Sams, a spokesperson for the White House Counsel's Office, also told reporters that the White House was releasing information as it deemed appropriate. Responding to criticism of the piecemeal disclosure, Sam said the White House was trying to be mindful of the risk in sharing information that's not complete. The man who was once Mexico's top security official and in charge of fighting the drug cartels went on trial Tuesday on charges he accepted millions of dollars in bribes in exchange for helping the powerful Sinaloa cartel move drugs and its members avoid capture. Genaro Garcia Luna was best known as the mumbling, tough-looking former security secretary under ex-president Felipe Calderon, who spearheaded the bloody war in cartels between 2006 and 2012. Prosecutors say he was so brazen he accepted tens of millions of dollars, often stuffed in briefcases. The evidence against him includes pay stubs, though whether they are from official jobs, private sector consulty, cartel payments, or other bribes is still unclear. A Texas man accused of a racist massacre at a Walmart in El Paso will not face the death penalty in federal court. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Federal prosecutors will not seek the death penalty for Patrick Crucius for the 2019 attack that left 23 people dead and dozens wounded. Crucius, who's from the Dallas area, is accused of traveling to West Texas to target Mexicans. Prosecutors did not explain in their court filing why they won't seek the death penalty for Crucius, although he could still face execution if convicted in state court. The decision not to pursue the death penalty in the case could be a defining moment for the Justice Department. It has sent mixed signals about capital punishment. During his campaign, President...